Afternoon, my podcast people, my podcast family, and the people I really think about. So it's been a while since I did something for you, my people. But as usual, you know, I normally take some time off so that I can get content and what to talk about. So today I came up with an article about my writing journey. So when I was young, I used to have this passion for reading newspapers, because I found them to be insightful and had so much to consume for both old and people of my age. I used to ask myself how the writers did it, how they managed to put down their thoughts in writing. I slowly developed an interest in writing. Writing to me began at an early age when still in primary school. We used to write composition and insha, which weighed our ability to convert our thoughts into words. It seemed easy, but I realized too many it was a daunting task. I did well in composition, since English to me was simpler to write than Kiswahili. When I was in high school, I remember very well, I challenged myself to write about different aspects of my country, Kenya. The aspect that put us to the global map. I managed to fill pages and pages in my writing pad. Upon completing high school, I stopped writing articles but did find my footing again. It was a challenge since I used to write on my job computer. I tried seeking financial assistance to buy a personal laptop that would have come in handy, but I was not able to get the little help that I had needed. I asked God not to let me down and finally was able to buy myself a laptop through a client who was impressed with my service and awarded me a token of appreciation. The job was not and is not easy. I came to realize the fact that most of our dreams are held back by the lack of money and mentors to hold our hands as we walk towards our goals and ambitions. When I bought my laptop, things have been simplified. I'm able to write as much as I can with no distractions, and my work is secured. In this journey, I want to appreciate the people who usually read my work or listen to my work and give me a honest feedback. Writing for me is not a hobby but a calling. To many, it looks easy, but it's a difficult affair. I believe one day my work will be published and I will be able to reach many people who need that simple article to challenge themselves. That's all. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.